With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump wins Nevada's Republican presidential caucuses. Mr. Trump wins Nevada's 26 delegates as he seeks to accrue enough to become the party nominee. Giving his victory speech in Las Vegas, he said his administration will set world affairs straight if he's elected.
We're going to change it around. We're going to get back to normalcy. Can't continue like this. The world is exploding. Our country is doing horribly. We're laughing stock all over the world. We're respected.
Supreme Court hearing on whether Colorado can remove President Trump from his primary ballot has ended. A decision's expected before the Super Tuesday primaries next month. The case stems from a Colorado Supreme Court decision that removed Mr. Trump from the state's primary ballot. A ruling in favor of the former president would stop other states that are trying to do the same thing. Mr. Trump said he liked his lawyer's presentation.
In watching the Supreme Court today, I thought it was it's a very beautiful process. I hope that democracy in this country will continue.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden blasting a Department of Justice report that documents his cognitive state. DOJ report said that Biden willfully took classified documents, but will not be charged. The report gave multiple examples of Biden's confusion over events. The report also revealed that Biden shared classified documents with a ghostwriter. In a primetime address Thursday, he defended his activity. A person in Central Oregon has been diagnosed with bubonic plague. It's the first time in nearly a decade that a case of plagues occurred in Oregon. Health officials believe the person got the disease from their cat. The person has a mild case and is recovering. This is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the popular business review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue befitting his larger-than-life role in history. Rome has unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 AD. Stands over 42 feet tall, modeled using 3D scans of the 9 marble body parts that remain from the original. This is SRN News. Mortgages are still hovering around the mid-6% range.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage edged up to 6.64% this week. A week ago, it was 6.63%. When mortgage rates rise, they make financing a home purchase more expensive, reducing how much home buyers can afford. Home loan borrowing costs have been mostly coming down since late October, when the average rate climbed to its highest level since 2000. Still, the average rate remains sharply higher than just 2 years ago when it was around 3.69%. I'm Alex Vega.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says the compensation fund for families who lost loved ones in Lahaina is currently at $175 million. The families will be eligible to receive $1.5 million. Green also said the One Ohana initiative may be large enough to compensate those who lost land. More details at srnnews.com.